Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Kenny.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let them come on in, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on into the house of the Lord tonight. Come on and worship the King tonight. Come on, let's unite us in the Lord. Let's bring God's people together. One kingdom, one spirit, one mind to glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the earth and the earth.
Can we thank the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah.
The Lord is because of Him. For Him we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yes, God.
Come on and bring in your mamas and daddies. Come on and bring in everything. He's got all the time.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you
are.
Yes, you
are. Yes, you
are. Yes, you are. Yes,
you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you
are. Yes, you are.
Hallelujah.
Tonight for Timothy Morgan, my brother-in-law, to he's on his hospital bed, and we're praying for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to come upon him like never before, God. Lord, I'm praying tonight, God, you let your will be done in the situation, God. Lord, we know that you are a miracle worker, Lord God. Ha. You're a miracle worker. Ha. You're a healing power. Ha. Tonight, God, your grace be upon his body. Your grace be upon his soul, Lord. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you heal him from his head to his toes, Father God. And Lord God, from this day forward, Lord God, that he'll take care of the temple that you gave him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing upon him, God. Healing upon him right now. Lord, you said that we got power in you. We got your authority to call upon your angels to come in, Father, and do what man cannot do. So right now, I pray that you regulate the water in those legs, Father. I pray that you regulate the inflammation on the lungs, Father. I pray that you regulate breathing issues, Father. I pray that you regulate every pain in his body from his head to his toes, Father God. We believe, Father God, that he's healed by your righteousness tonight, God. By your power and by the faith of his mother and his father on this call line tonight, God. Lord, ease the pain, ease the hurt, Lord God. Ease the going through, Father God. Lord God, for you are right there with Lamont. You're right there with Sandra Morgan, Lord. Touch him right now, God, tonight, and let your healing power, your salve be upon him tonight, God. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes we come too much to the solemn assembly. We come too much on here. We don't want to give the Lord a praise that when he's worthy of the praise. Some we don't want to come in the church no more like we got to give him the honor that he's due. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
What God meant for it to be about, and that's the worship of the King, the Most High and Living
yes,
God.
Sir.
where we can go into the intercourse. Y'all know how we preached about this last Saturday, talking about prevailing prayer. That's your veiling prayer, where you overcome those things. So right now, I pray that we go into the inner court, sisters and brothers, as we pray for our brothers and sisters. We said that when you come in, don't come in for yourself, but come in for the needs of others. And he said tonight that if we come in hot, the Lord is going to make a matter tonight. This man will be healed by the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ.
Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, Robert.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Come on,
brother. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your healing touch, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being a God of turnaround, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being a God of change, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for knowing that we're trusting you, oh God. Knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the light, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we're asking that you have your way, oh God, in this place on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we come, oh God, with lifted hands up to you, oh God, just to praise your name, oh God. You say, well, the praises go up, the blessings come down, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we will praise you through it all, oh God, through the rain, the wind, the storm, oh God, we will yet praise you, oh God. So, Father God, thanking you for your people in this place, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for knowing that your healing hands, oh God, is upon all that stand in the need of healing, oh God. Oh, there's healing in the balm of Gilead, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you for doing it, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for knowing that you are King of Kings and your Lord of Lords, oh God. You are Jehovah Rapha, the healer, oh God. And by your stripes, we are made whole, delivered, and set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we come to praise you and to honor you, oh God, and you alone, oh God. You are everything that we stand in the need of, oh God, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah.
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 That we can give our Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can sit quiet if you want to.
Hallelujah.
And there's no respecter of persons. What he will do for one, he will do for the same, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, let the fire, just fall fresh in this place on tonight, oh God. We come to praise you and to honor you and you alone, oh God. God said no matter what you're going through, give him a praise. Put a praise on
you.
And turn around and around and around and around in the mighty name of Jesus. See the walls of Jericho come tumbling down, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I feel right now.
Song before we go into the word, worthy, worthy. The word worship in Hebrew, you gotta have a little Hebrew, you know. It's the word shachar. Say that, shachar. Every time you read in your Bible, worship, I think we take it something as internal, but it's also external. In the Hebrew, anyway, a lot of these things are action words. Hebrew originally was a picture
language. I don't know what the original picture is for Shekhah, but it has to be something bent over, because Shekhah means to humble yourself. It means to bow low. It means to put your face in its place. When you come before a throne of grace, you come bowed low. It's a place where you can't defend yourself. You don't see what's happening around you, because the object of your affection is in front of you. It's not behind you. And so we come tonight to Shekhah. Heaven is full of amazing creatures. Some of them, Revelation 4, covered with eyes all around. And they have very few words. It says that forever and all eternity, they only say, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzavaot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. And that's not typical. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. The Lamb who came, but in honor of the Lion who is approaching. Because the object of our affection,
hallelujah,
is not behind us or beside us, but he's the one before whom. A new kingdom, a kingdom of priests, that we would serve and Shekhah before our God, the only one who is worthy.
With Kajabi, it's easy to take the knowledge you already have and turn.
Oh!
us. Or is this really some more sinners?
Too scared to put on a prayer, sorrow and mark. These days on live stream international television record, it's live stream United Network. Hallelujah for the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what you think of me. Just don't look at me. Look at Jesus. Focus on the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end, the El Shaddai. Glory. Ha 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 ha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Feel this place tonight, God. Feel it with your presence. Feel it with your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy, Jesus. How wonderful is your presence.
How beautiful is your presence.
Hallelujah. If you're trying to lose belly fat,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Cardio. This sounds backwards, right?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For you are worthy to be praised tonight, God.
Somebody ought to just begin to cry out. I believe there's an overflow of worship taking place. There's an overflow of worship that's taken place.
Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Pastor King and Pastor Robin. You got your prayer shawls with you. Hallelujah. Avengers Carol Stewart, I don't know if you have your prayer shawl. Hallelujah. But that's alright. Grab a small blanket, a towel, and just lay it over the top of the back of your head. Hallelujah. I was looking around at the different live stream places that were streaming here tonight, and we're streaming in different 10 different parts of the internet tonight that God allowed us. And so far, the live streaming network product and software is working perfectly tonight for the grace and glory of God tonight. Hallelujah. I was looking and people are seeing, they're hearing what the truth is happening tonight. They're hearing the Lord's word tonight. We're trying it tonight for a test to see how it runs. And it's running beautiful. Grace and glory and honor due to the King. Grace and glory and honor due to the King tonight.
Jesus.
I may not understand the prayer song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go into the Word momentarily. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a special garment for service of God, intended in connection, hallelujah, with the tefillin, to inspire awe in reverence for God at prayer. The tallit is a garment worn by those of the Jewish faith, but it's not just the Jewish faith of those that were born into it, but it is those that were adopted into it, by the grafted in by the bloodstained banner of what Jesus did on the cross. It's a symbol of communal solidarity and devotion to God, a foundation for the modern day, hallelujah, worship unto the King, called Tanakh, or the Hebrew Bible, which is also Christian Old Testament. Amen. A prayer shawl is a sacramental use by Christians, a continuation with the practice of the early church, as recorded in the book of Acts of the Apostles. Prayer cloths are especially popular within the Pentecostal tradition Christianity, although, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, communicants of the Christian denominations use them as well. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. They started, this is a practice they started at age 13. Hallelujah. It is an obligation for men, ministers, and apostles and leaders, and it is optional for those that are women in the faith. Amen. The reason why God said that it was an obligation for the men of God is because we are supposed to be the ones that are the leaders in the kingdom, leading by example. Mm-hmm. It starts with the men of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So, Father, in this moment, we bless Evangelist Carol Stewart as she comes forward with the word tonight. Let it be a blessing to our hearts and our souls and our spirits, Lord. And let your word touch your people tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Carol Stewart, and I'm here as a guest for Apostle Nick tonight. And I just thank God for being here. And as we enter into this brief word that the Lord gave me tonight, I would just like to ask everybody that we're going to make a prayer of declaration. And God gave me this earlier today, and I would just like you to repeat after me. And it says, Father, thank you for being everlasting.
Father, thank you for being everlasting.
Yes to your promises.
Yes to your promises.
Through the work of your Son and my Savior.
Through the work of your Son and my Savior.
I qualify for everything Jesus' blood purchased for me.
I qualify for everything Jesus' blood purchased for me.
I no longer focus on myself.
I no longer focus on myself.
My flawed ways or failures or mistakes. My focus is on Jesus and his perfect fulfillment of everything needed for me to be intimate with Jesus. I am not waiting for your yes concerning your wonderful promises. I accept you, Jesus, your healing, your health, your provision, your peace, your purpose, and your power are already mine. Amen. Now, God gave me that because you have to make a decision of what God has said about you to make it personal. And as I say that, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this evening. I thank you for the men and women that are on the line. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone on here that is sick, that you would heal. Father God, you said by your stripes we were already healed. Father, send your healing powers, Father God, and for wherever the sick is at tonight, in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, wherever they are, Father, heal them by your stripes. And Father God, we ask that you would just touch this ministry, Father, and help it to grow in the mannerism that you have already made provisions for. And Father God, let your word be taught and heard, and that lives would be saved. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. The Lord gave me John 15:5. And it says, I am the vine, you are the branch. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And when Jesus gave me that, it was letting me know that without Christ, he was saying that you have to stay connected to the vine. Divine. His Father is divine rest. And as we get into this, I'm going to read you a couple of things, and then I'm going to elaborate on what God told me about this. It says here, hold on one. It says, I am the vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You already clean of the words which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you abide in me. And as the Lord gave me that, the Holy Spirit told me, we can do nothing without Jesus. We are incapable of doing anything. We have to stay connected to the vine. We have to stay connected to Jesus. He's the one who died and rose again for our justification. He is to reconcile us to Christ. And if we don't stay connected to Jesus, then he dies. Not only spiritually,
Excuse me, Sister Carol. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's some background noise, and because we can't really hear you, so I'm not for sure who has background noise. I wasn't trying to cut you off, but we want to be able to hear.
I'm not. There's nothing on in the room with me, but the heat going. So I'm not sure what you're hearing.
No, I don't.
It's not
think
on my end.
Sister Carol. No. So, but go ahead.
I can hear. I hear a noise myself, but it's not on my end.
Carol, do you have your number on here twice, an 815 number as well?
That's my cell phone. Yes.
All right, I'm going to kick that off. Okay.
I don't have my cell phone with me. I don't have it with me.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm on my home phone.
Okay, it shows your cell phone on here.
No, this is 779-210-8181. That's my home number.
And then your cell phone, the last four of it are 3247?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to kick it off since that you're not on that one. I don't know why it's showing that you're on it, but we'll go ahead and kick it off.
I'm not on that one.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's fine. No big deal.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Amen.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I heard something. Okay.
Are you on speaker?
Okay. It says, the word of God says you are clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And as I was meditating today, God said we're unable to do anything without him. And we have to stay connected to the vine. We physically die. Without Christ, the word of God, it's just like walking as we were, as we didn't give our life to Christ, being unsaved. So God said to me, stay connected to the vine. Tell the people I said, stay connected to me. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, you'll be my disciples. John 15:1-8 is he had me today. And he said that we're in a time, a perilous time, and in order to make it through where we at, we have to be connected to Jesus.
Yep.
He said, my word is not going to return to me. It's going to pass what it's sent out to do. But you have to stay connected to the vine. He said, because my word works when you stay connected to the vine. He said, I and my Father are one. And he said that we have to, as Christians, we have to pray earnestly from the heart for the men and women that are unsaved. Because we're supposed to be bringing, drawing people to Christ. Because he said in this verse, he said that if you do not, he said that he will pick branches, and those that are not producing anything, they would be plucked away. And then it says they're thrown into the fire. They wither. It's cast out as a branch, and it's withered. And they gather and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Well, that's telling me that if we go away from Christ, then we are cast out as a branch, and we wither, and they gather up, and they throw you into the fire. That means that you have went back to tradition. You have went back to your old life. We have to stay connected. We have to stay under the hand of God. We have to stay connected to Jesus. In order for us to get through what we're going through in this world, we have to be the light. We can't go back into darkness. We can have no fellowship with darkness. Because right here, God is saying right here, you are already clean. Because we are already clean. He said, I have spoken it to you. Abide in me.
Yep.
That's the Father talking to us. He said, abide in me and I in you. He said, you cannot bear fruit of itself. Unless it abides in me. So we have to abide in the vine. Who is the vine? The vine is Jesus.
That's right.
God said that the vine just is the Father. So what God told me to tell the people, stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected to the Son. Because you can't get to the Father without going through the Son. He said, stay connected. We are living in times where the very air that you breathe is killing you. The very air that you breathe is putting people, this one, the Bible said, people's hearts will faint. People will faint because of the things that are happening in the world because they get scared. God said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And the only way we're going to keep a sound mind is we got to stay connected to the vine.
That's right.
It's like a baby. When a baby's in a mother's belly, she is feeding it through the umbilical cord, and that baby's been fed for 9 months, and after it's born, then the mother nurtures it. Now, the vine is being fed by who? By Jesus. If you stay connected. So God told me to tell the world, stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected because you, at this time, you're not going to make it without him. You can't counterfeit the word. You can't live a compromised lifestyle. You have to live word. You have to do what God said. Obey my commandments. God wants us to stay. God loves us. He said he loves us with an everlasting love. And he don't want to see nobody go to hell. But you make a choice when you disconnect yourself from the vine. Willingly. When the saints say, turn their back on God, God said, I'm married to the backslider. So men and women of God, and if you're not saved, you want to be saved, let us know. Someone will counsel you and will get you saved because we're living a time. It's time for us to come together as believers and pray like never before and stay connected to Jesus. That's what he told me today, all day long. That's what he told me. He told me John 15:1-8. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. And that is a promise. All God's promises are yes.
Hallelujah.
All his promises are yes. If we are obedient and do the things that pleases him, he said, you can ask me and I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Even before you get it out of your mouth, he'll do it. That's just how much he loves us. He loves us in spite of who we are. He has, just like a father has with his children, he has some rules. He has some judgment.
That's right.
So as we enter more and more each day into what we see unfolding, we have to stay connected to the divine. We can't let nobody get us off course. We have to, I don't care what anybody, they're not teaching the word of God, they're not teaching it by scripture, then you need to separate yourself. The spirit of the Antichrist.
That's right.
You need to separate. If they're not teaching the holy word of God and they're compromising it to make it sound good, I don't care if it ain't sound good to your flesh, you need to separate because they don't love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Whatever God say, that's what it is.
That's right. Come on now.
You cannot love somebody and not tell them the truth.
Hallelujah.
You can't love them enough. You have, even with your children, when you see them going down the wrong path, you give them wise counsel and tell them not to do it and tell them why. God has given us his commandments. He told us, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if you don't keep his commandments, then there's judgment going to fall. Because just like any father or mother loves their children, they discipline. He said he chases the ones that he loves. God loves us with an everlasting love.
That's
and
right.
We cannot share that type of love because we've never had it until Jesus gave it to us. We know what earthly love feels like.
That's right.
But the love of God for everybody, in spite of what they say or do, and you still love them, that's love.
That's right.
That's the love of God. He loves us enough to bear all our sins, in spite of who we were.
That's right.
He went to the cross. He died. He rose again on the third day for our justification, to make us right with the Father. Because he didn't have to, but because he loved us. God is love, and everything that we should be producing as believers in Christ, we should be showing love to people, compassion to people. We should be drawing people to Christ by the light of Christ within us. So, you know, my thing is tonight is that when God told me, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And that's like telling you it works. You know what? You are loading the dock and you are in shipping. So that's what it's like. You know, that's what he said. I am the vine. You are the branches. And he said, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
That's right.
For apart from me, you can do nothing. So God said, apart from him, we can do nothing.
That's right.
We're inadequate. He said that we're inadequate without him. And I believe that. I was reading today that I can't say it's not an eye because, the ear can't say I function without the head because I can hear. You know, I was reading, you know, it's like all these things. And it makes sense. So I said to myself, Lord, I said, thank you. I said, thank you so much for your revelation of not only who you are, but who we are in you. Who we are in you. We are a part of him.
That's right.
I and you and me. We are a part of him. And as long as we stay connected to the vine, we live. Because when it said in here, when you disconnect yourself, you wither and you die and you're thrown into the fire.
That's right.
So we don't want to be thrown into the fire. We want to stay connected with Jesus. That's why I said that if there's anybody on the sound of this call that needs Jesus as Lord and Savior, let us know, and somebody will say the sinner's prayers with you, and somebody will, wherever you're at in the world, hopefully will get you to someone to help you grow in your faith in Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's what it's about. International line, prayer line, sermon on the line or whatever, it is to draw people to Christ. We're spreading the word about Jesus. We're worshiping him.
That's right.
So, you know, before I end this, I had a song that I wanted to play, and it's a worship song. It's not very long at all. And
the floor is yours.
Tonight, Pastor, if you don't mind if I play this, I ask permission.
It's yours. The floor is yours.
And this is my heart. Right now in my season I'm in now, this is my heart song. And it says, all I want is you. And when I say that, all I want is Jesus. You can give me anything else, but really, all I want is Jesus. Because I know without him, I'm nothing.
That's right. That's right.
I got you.
My name is Scott Harris.
I'm going to go ahead and play it here because we're getting a lot of feedback.
Apostle Nick, did you say something?
We're going to go ahead and play it here because we're getting a lot of feedback from your end. We're going to start that over.
All I want, all I want, all I want,
you are my reward. All I want is you. The reward of worship is God.
All I want is you.
Yes, blessings come, but the reward of worship is God.
All I want is you. You are my reward. You are my reward. All I want.
Yes, you can be healed in the presence of God, but he is the reward of worship.
All I want, he is the price. All I want is you. Oh, 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 oh. All I want is you.
Let your glory fill this house. Let the rain of your presence fill this house. May the person of Jesus enter this house. Let your weight so come that we can barely breathe. Your glory, all I want, the glory, your person, all I want. Take me in, take me in, all I want. Hold me a little bit closer, all I want is you. Hold me a little while longer. All I want is your love. Take me a little bit deeper. All I want is you.
Lord, all you want is him tonight. Is all you want him tonight?
Got something to say or sell?
Hallelujah.
Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tool makes it easy to stand out while you get...
Yeah, I'm sorry about the little commercials we get every so often. I'm going to pay into a thing so we ain't got no commercials. Hallelujah. 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 See, I got a better idea. The Lord's been showing me something recently that I can do. MP3 downloads, and we're going to play MP3s. Amen. So that way there are no commercials and stuff. Hallelujah. Just want to give God the best. Amen.
Amen.
I know I've looked across the internet and I see many people that have been listening in and watching us here tonight have been worshiping the King with us. We can only have up to 10 people at a time in the chat thing or video stream here on Restream here in the live studio. But hallelujah, we've had more people in all of our groups, and we are now televising on MeWe.com in our new United Fellowship group there as well, and also the live feed there too. So what we've been talking about, Apostle Robin was coming, we're here. The Lord's doing it. And technology has worked perfectly the way the Lord wanted it to work tonight. And what a wonderful message. Hallelujah. Evangelist Carol, for which you come tonight on the message you preached, it was straight out to the truth. Because the theme of this ministry is where it all starts from the vine. The vine is God. And Jesus. And from that vine comes the branches of truth and love unto this world, the gospel truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and each one of us that choose to be so, we can be that vine, hallelujah, that branch of the vine that lives within us, those roots that go deep-rooted within us, hallelujah, of our Holy Spirit, and we can be that truth unto this dying world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a call to unity, to unite the brethren and the sisterin of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, what a wonderful, wonderful word tonight. A wonderful time before the Lord. I'm going to open up the floor for my wife. Pooh, is there anything you'd like to say? Yes, we are on live internet stream TV, United Network. So come on, baby, come on and say hello to the people.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that what Carol did say was really, really good. And she was giving me goosebumps. So I have to say that it was... just kind of like in everyone's cookie jar. And that's one of my good favorite songs, too. actually it's on one of my favorites on my list. So that's what I'm trying to get back to, is All I Want Is Jesus. Because yeah. We can get caught up in the, you know, ways of the world and cares and worries and concerns and deaths and hospitals, and all we can do is pray and pray without ceasing. We can all have things that we have that we think are more important, but when it really comes down to it, it really isn't. And you look back and, like, laugh at what you were talking about or spending so much time on. So really is profound. That song is really one of my favorites, and that's, you know, such a great song to have, and, you know, and just keep replaying it, you know, to get it in your brain. So, yeah. You know, it really helps to have, you know, that, you know, that confidence in the Lord, because, or no, yeah, yeah, the confidence in the Lord, knowing that all we want is Him, and that's the goal. Because we ain't going to get it if we don't remember that all we want is Him.
Yeah,
you know, we can't
desire.
Get it through our husbands. We can't get it through our
anything.
Friends.
Yeah.
We can't get it through our babies, through our kids, through our animals. We only can get it through the bloodstained banner and, you know, just lifting our eyes up to the hills and looking up and asking God to just use us and mold us and make us and shape us. So that's what I'm crying out in my heart too.
Yes,
you know, in the, I don't always say it, but you know, it's just the cry of my heart too, is so get back to All I Want Is Jesus. Because sometimes I could get carried away and you know, it's so hard to stay focused. So that was very profound and very right on time. So I just pray for everybody to just constantly, you know, remember that the only way is through Jesus and His Son.
Right.
So we have to really focus. Looking in the world, looking what's going on in our pain and our troubles and our sorrows. You know, God took it all. He paid it all. So it's the battles in the mind.
Mm.
And, you know, we have to, you know, I have to tell myself this too. You know, practice what you preach, really, is what I tell myself. Or not, you know,
yeah.
I'm just saying that. I'm not saying that she needs to do that, but just being friendly to people and showing them a smile and just being thankful for having a breath in our bodies, you know, because we don't choose to have that. Jesus decides if we live or if we die.
That's right.
You know, so we have to be remembering that, you know, every second, because my brother is on the hospital, in the hospital right now as we speak, you know, fighting for his life once again. And, you know, I'm just praying that God will intervene once again in his life and, you know, show victory through this tribulation he's going through. First losing his wife in June, and now he's just struggling real bad, my mom and his dad said, my stepbrother.
Yes, Lord.
But I really love and care for Tim and just pray for everybody who has problems. You know, get depressed, get uneasy in their spirit. You know, we have to pray for each other.
Amen.
And we have
Amen.
To love each other. We have to love each other and love each other enough that, like she said, the mama has to nurse that baby in order for the
right.
baby to get nourishment. So
right.
we have to nurse our spiritual bodies to get, you know, not milk, but meat. So, you know what I caught myself doing today? You know what? I'm not ashamed of it. I caught myself watching cartoons on the Bible starting from Genesis to Revelation called Superbook.
Amen.
And it's so profound. It showed me so many different ways in a character, in a beautiful character for my son, and he was so all eyes watching this. Normally I can't get him to watch cartoons or anything, But he was sitting here, you know, just focused on what the little comics were doing. But it was based off of scripture, and it was so profound because I knew what they were talking about, you know, and I watched them to make sure it wasn't, you know, false, you know, teaching. But it was right on the dot, and I caught myself watching it, and I'm going to watch the whole series, you know, with my son because he was really focused on it. And I really have never noticed him watching anything as far as cartoons or anything, you know, that I try to get him to watch. But he really sat here and watched it with me. And, you know, me and Ingrid and Kitty were watching it. And I'm like, you know what, I don't care, because God said, come to him like a little child. And sometimes we have to go down to get up. You know, right. Go back to the little, you know, the little children's learning, because that helps, you know. I mean, it helps even when you think you know so much. I learned so much in those two videos. I wanted to keep next chapter. You know, it's the whole Bible, starting from Genesis to Revelation. And it's just beautiful what God uses to help us if we just cry out to him. And if I can get my son to watch that, man, I'm going to continue to do that. At least he learns words of Jesus. You know, and so that's all I'm going to say. But that was really good, Carol. It was really good, and it really, you know, struck a nerve. And I just appreciate hearing it, you know. We never know what someone else has to offer. And if we don't judge a book by the cover, we'll never learn. I mean, if we do judge a book by the cover, we'll never learn from someone else. God can use whoever is willing to be a vessel. You know, all we have to do is say, I surrender. And that's it. That's all she wrote.
I surrender it all. I surrender it all. I surrender it all.
Everybody close their eyes. I just let the Holy Spirit speak to you tonight.
To be mine, blessed Savior, I surrender it all. I surrender it all. I surrender it all. To be my blessed Savior, I surrender it all.
Wherever you're standing at, wherever you're sitting at, just put your hands to the heavens. With your eyes closed, just surrender it all to him tonight.
I surrender my will. I surrender my life. Oh, to be my blessed Savior, I surrender it all.
You know.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, God and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. See, the vine will not be in a messy temple. The vine tonight wants to be in you. But the only way that vine can be in you is when you get rid of the mess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha yakarlopotota ye. Hala papakasukura pamapapapasigia. God told me to bless you with an apostolic anointing tonight. A prophetic blessing tonight for those that want to grab hold of that blessing anointing of God. It is not me, but it is Him. Grab a hold of His anointing tonight. If you grab and touch the hem of the garment tonight, He will heal you. He will heal you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Tonight, if you grab a hold, just like the woman with an issue of blood, when she grabbed a hold and he said, well, who touched me? Who touched me? And the virtue came out of him. He turned around and he said, who touched me? Who touched me? Oh, who touched me? Who had a call? And who came running? You heard the call. It came running. Oh, who touched you? You heard the call. You heard the call. Oh, who touched me? Sick Lord, will touch my anointing and will let me live in you. Oh, who touched you? You were the call. Who touched him? Do you touch him tonight, my sisters and my brothers? Do you touch his garment? Do you believe tonight? Oh, I don't care who problem you going through. You touch the hem of his garment, he will make you whole again. If you touch his garment, he'll make you whole again. Oh, if you touch his garment, we'll let his anointing fall in you again. Oh, we'll touch your people tonight. Oh, make us more like you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, touch me, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch our nation, God. Touch the body of Christ, Lord. Unity, we call for unity of your people. You're in that. Oh, let us love one another in this time. Let us bow down before you, worship and adore you. Oh, 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 you touch him. Oh, right in heaven, hear the call. Oh, Sister Kim, have you heard the call? Even this carol, have you heard the call? Oh, my wife, Leslie. You touch that, you touch it, come on, it's coming, so they can make you whole again. Oh, you touch the hand of
his garment. The life, but a guide to our lives, mine will save me. I'll make mine. Who do I make mine? Child's face, why not? Let's do her face for today.
Hallelujah. Whoever's got TV on in the background, please turn it off. Show some honor to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabbi Masha, you come. Touch your people tonight, God.
Yes.
Touch us, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, as we get ready to leave, not this place, but we leave this place, but not your presence, Father. Lord, touch. Touch your people. Touch our minds and our hearts and our bodies and our souls and our spirits on tonight, God. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Can we just spend a moment thanking him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my healing, God. Thank you for spiritual deliverance, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Start claiming your healing tonight.
Oh, God.
Don't walk out of here tonight without your deliverance. Your presence. And Lord God, when we come back together Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, God, Lord, let it be done by your riches and mercy, by your glory and your power. I'm claiming next week, Lord, that there's something great coming. Lord God,
on my job, Lord. I'm believing your greatness is going to show forth, Lord. And Lord God, I'm claiming another promotion in your power, in your blood today, God. I know my boss was saying that she was getting ready to make some changes, God. So, Lord God, some of those changes to be good changes. So, Lord God, I'm believing in a good change. A change, Father, that's going to open up the doors of heaven to rain down those blessings tonight, God. Hallelujah. Have thy way. Lord God, even though the enemy may have attacked my vehicle this past weekend, took it out with the transmission, God, but I know, God, you're going to turn around, Lord, and you're going to give us something better.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we may be vehicles at the moment, God, but let me tell you something. I know that by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, it is already done. It is already there. And I believe in the power of my brother Timothy, God. Bless him right now. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Resurrect that body in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We speak to those dead bones. Let them live again. Let them live again. But by weeks in time, we're going to have a miracle call. A miracle, a miracle blessing, a miracle testimony coming forward. Ha, the Lord's going to do something great in him. He's going to do something great again. Ha, let Jesus be done. Pneumonia and flu go away. Healing right now. Open up his lungs. Open, take and get rid of the inflammation. It is done. Done. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I agree.
Hallelujah. Without further ado, thank you for all those that have been watching us on Facebook. Thank you for those of you that have been seeing us on LinkedIn. Those of you that see us on MeWe.com. Hallelujah. Blessings to you all. Thank you for allowing us to minister to you tonight. Thank you for enjoying with us tonight the worship and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we pray for this other young person that just asked for prayer for them in their ministry. So we pray for them as well, God, that it be done by your riches and mercy, Lord God. Lord God, the people that have watched, those that have listened, and those that partook today, let them be blessed in your power and your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We see you guys again Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Have a great and wonderful afternoon. My name is Apostle Nick Rich. I'm signing out for the night. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.